Does Waldorf still matter? Introduction. Hello, my name is Eugene Schwartz, and I will be lecturing to you for the next 10 hours and 45 minutes, approximately. Fortunately, it's all asynchronous, so you can listen to it whenever and wherever you wish. These lectures will sound as well and be as clear on your iPhone, your iPad, your tablet, your Android, your Mac or Windows computer, even on your smartwatch if it has internet capacities. And you can pause them, you can go back, you can listen as often as you wish, but I hope you'll at least give one hearing to every one of the lectures. Let me say a little bit in the way of introduction. As you can probably tell by scanning the contents, these lectures are not the usual fare offered for Holy Night's consumption. You very likely will not feel warmed by an abundance of holiday cheer, nor inspired by an anthroposophically imbued retelling of the Christmas story. The Holy Nights are not only meant to be a time of dreaming along with Olaf Asterson or revisiting the Christmas rose in the robber's forest, as wonderful as those tales may be. They're also a time to awaken to the turning of the year and to our responsibility for the future. Alternating with the joyfulness and the good feeling of the 12 days of Yuletide, the 12 nights of Christmas can pose for us serious questions about the role we will play in the year to come. And as the 21st century moves inexorably forward, those questions tend to involve not only ourselves and those near and dear to us, but the destiny of humanity as a whole, the earth, the cosmos. With this in mind, these lectures are intended to present an unvarnished and frank assessment of the grave problems facing Waldorf schools in North America, particularly the United States, and the ramifications that these problems have for the destinies of all Waldorf teachers on this continent. I don't have to tell you, Waldorf teachers, that it is a sad state of affairs when one must recognize that the most challenging and meaningful issues in the Waldorf movement, these days anyway, are ignored or denied or obfuscated. In this season, which is so filled with the Festival of Light, I hope to clarify and illuminate that which is most fundamental and truly existential in the Waldorf movement. And I want to say a word to our international listeners, of whom there are quite a few. Thank you for coming. I apologize in advance that these lectures dwell very strongly on North America. I will say in advance, just so that you're not too much at bay at times, that OSNA, which I will probably allude to dozens of times in this course, stands for the Association of Waldorf Schools of North America, like the Bund in Germany or the Steiner Schools Fellowship in England, and that Rudolf Steiner College, Sunbridge, and Antioch are all institutes of Waldorf teacher training in the United States. Rudolf Steiner College has been closed for several years, sad to say. Fortunately, my references to the planetary realms and the hierarchies are in no way Americanized. You'll know what I mean when I speak about them. As Rudolf Steiner revealed in his lectures, Geographic Medicine, the North American and South American continents are unique in having major mountain chains that stretch from north to south, while most groups of mountains worldwide are formed from east to west. And this peculiarity makes the American mountains very hospitable to the Aramonic forces that work strongly in the Western Hemisphere, but that are destined in the near future to spread all over the world and assume leadership of the entire world. That is to say, whatever happens in America today will be coming soon, as we like to say in the States, to a theater near you, to your hometown, to your home school. The deeds and the sufferings of the United States Waldorf movement are a harbinger of what will be faced sooner or later worldwide. In that regard, I believe that these lectures will be helpful to anyone who is listening. For some of you, what I'm saying is what you have already been facing for the last few years, or know you're going to face once you return to school in the fall. For others, some of this still lies off in the future, and you don't know how lucky you are. Just spend a few months at a Waldorf school in the United States and see what's happening here. So with all of this in mind, once again, thank you for choosing to listen to this content during the Holy Nights, when there's so much else that is so much more warm and fuzzy that you could be listening to instead. And I believe it will be worth your while. And if you find it helpful, I encourage you to at least orally share with your colleagues and with others what you feel the most salient points I've made are, and whether they represent actionable points, things that you can work with and work on in your school. So my warmest wishes to you for the days of Christmas and for the Holy Nights.